Watch, Venezuelan ex-political prisoner dresses as teddy bear to surprise his children. By Christian K. Caruso on January 26, 2026. Venezuelan ex-political prisoner Victor Borias surprised his two daughters, whom he had not seen in over a year, by wearing a teddy bear costume in a heartfelt Sunday reunion after his release from unjust imprisonment. Borias, a member of the popular Wu Party, was one of hundreds of individuals that Venezuela's socialist regime kept as political prisoners. The Venezuelan newspaper El Nacional detailed that officials from the regime's General Directorate of Military Counterintelligence, GSIM, unjustly detained Borias in Maracaibo, Zulia, on January 9, 2025, during a peaceful protest in support of Edmundo González, who defeated Nicolás Maduro in the sham July 2024 sham presidential election. Since then, Borias spent over a year in captivity at the Tocorin prison in the state of Aragua. Tocorin is infamously known as the main headquarters of Tren de Aragua, a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization, FTO, until September 2023, when the Venezuelan regime raided and emptied the prison. At the time of the raid, the gang had completely transformed the facility, adding amenities such as its own zoo, baseball field, bars, a casino, a nightclub, a bank, a pool, a cryptocurrency farm, and playgrounds. In August 2024, now deposed dictator Nicolás Maduro ordered his officials to turn Tocorin into a re-education center for anti-socialists. The Venezuelan regime reportedly released Borias on Sunday alongside several other political prisoners and, on that same day, he returned to his home in Maracaibo. A video first published by Venezuelan former lawmaker Lester Toledo and then shared by several local outlets shows Borias wearing a teddy bear costume on his return, surprising his two minor daughters. A teary-eyed Borias takes off the costume's head and embraces his children. Days after his unjust detention, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, IACHR, had granted precautionary measures in favor of Borias and Venezuelan activist Manuel Muñoz, citing a serious, urgent risk of suffering irreparable harm to their rights. Muñoz was released on January 15, 2025. According to the Venezuelan non-government organization Foro Penal, Venezuela's socialist regime kept 863 political prisoners as of the end of 2025. On January 8, 2026, days after the U.S. carried out a law enforcement operation to capture Nicolás Maduro and his wife Celia Flores, Jorge Rodriguez, the head of the socialist-controlled National Assembly, and brother of acting President Delcy Rodriguez, announced that the regime would release an important number of Venezuelan and foreign nationals kept as political prisoners. Hours after the announcement, President Donald Trump revealed in a Truth Social post that he canceled a second wave of attacks in Venezuela after the ruling socialists had agreed to release a large number of political prisoners. At press time, according to information published by Foro Penal on Monday morning, only 266 political prisoners have been confirmed to have been released by the organization since Jorge Rodriguez's January 8 announcement, 104 of whom were freed on Sunday according to Foro Penal's President Alfredo Romero. The 266 confirmed releases represents roughly 30% of the total 867 political prisoners confirmed by Foro Penal. The confirmed releases over the past hours include 25-year-old Kevin Orozco, who remained unjustly detained at Tocorin since 2024 for his alleged connection with post-election protests. Orozco's release reportedly occurred 4 days after his mother, Yareli Salas, passed away on January 21 after she suffered a heart attack during a vigil outside the infamous prison calling for the liberation of the political prisoners detained at the center. The Venezuelan socialist regime denies that it holds political prisoners and instead claims that the releases are part of orders issued by Nicolás Maduro days before his capture to review of cases of people who were detained for acts of violence, for attacking the Venezuelan people themselves. Venezuelan Interior Minister, and long-suspected drug lord, Diosdado Cabello claimed this month that the released men and women are criminals who are being given another opportunity by the regime. Delcy Rodriguez reportedly claimed in a Friday broadcast that 626 ex-incarcerations had allegedly taken place in Venezuela as of that day. Rodriguez stated at the time that she would hold a phone conversation on Monday with UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk and request that his office verify the regime's ex-incarceration lists. Foro Penal questioned Rodriguez's claims and said that, up until that day, only 151 individuals had been released so far. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.